Last time on Left Behind.
Lucas?
My wife and Pastor Demeter, they've been detained by the global community.
He's predicting His Excellency is going to defile the temple and sacrifice a pig on the altar.
I murdered a man. Think of it, Antichrist. No, it makes no difference.
He rammed that blade into me and I could hear him gutting my skull.
Would you look at that? The new symbol of peace and tolerance, the guillotine.
Based on The Mark, the eighth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 92 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
You have 10 seconds, sir. You will give me the name of the man who breached my confidence.
Oh, you now have 5 seconds.
Mr. Moon, are you prepared to take Mr. Hickman into custody for the purpose of execution?
Ramon Santiago! I beg you,
Mr.
Sir,
Moon?
Please, no, please, no!
Moon here. Listen, take Santiago into custody. Right, peacekeeper.
Bring him here!
I will care for this personally.
As you wish. Transport him to the potentate's office. Yes, in restraints, if necessary.
No, please!
James! When it is announced tomorrow that a peacekeeping deputy commander has been put to death, you, at least, will understand the gravity of the rules, will you not?
Supreme Commander!
Yes!
Oh, as I suspected. And since you did, in fact, raise the issue, yes! Yes, I have need of a pig. A big, fat, juicy, huge nostril beast so overfed that it will be too lethargic to throw me should I choose to ride it down the Via Dolorosa in the holy city. So, Mr. Hickman, tell me about my pig.
Well, I haven't actually seen it yet,
But you understand my order.
Yes.
Big, fat, ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear you, James. Can we assume, Stinky, I want it to really smell?
Yeah.
Whatever I want, correct?
Yes.
Oh, are you angry with me, my loyal servant?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, thank you for your honesty. Do you understand that I want an animal that could accommodate my fist in either nostril?
Ramon, I tried...
Deputy Commander Santiago, please. Is it?
Yes.
I will need your sidearm. Walter, would you please?
Sir, wait, what did I do?
I'm sorry, Ramon, this is all my fault.
What did I do? Can't you at least
Ramon,
tell me what I
Santiago, did? Ramon Santiago, for revealing matters sensitive to the global community, you are hereby sentenced to death.
What? What sensitive matters?
No!
Mr. Hickman, please note that I tolerate no breach of protocol. Clear?
Yes, sir. Completely.
How much longer?
You want me to rush?
So, you were raised on reservation?
In Cherokee. Front row seat to all the misconceptions about Native Americans.
Wasn't it something like Columbus gets confused as to where he is, and next thing you know, you get called Indians?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So I take it you never lived in a teepee.
Tourism pays, so we're happy to show what they think is our life. Dress in the garb, dance, sell them postcards, set up teepees. Would have ruined everything to show them where we really lived.
Which was where?
Same as the next depressed economy. Mm. Multifamily units, tiny houses, trailers. My dad was a mechanic, and my mom worked for a plumbing company. Tourists didn't want to know that. It ruined the illusion of the raiding party drinking fire water as we hung the scalps out to dry.
And look at you now, reattaching scalps.
Yeah, I've come a long way, haven't I?
Amazing.
Wait, hold still.
Oh, careful. And where did you hear about God?
God? Everywhere. The true God? Well, that's a different story.
And tell me.
Well, there was this couple. She was Lakota Sioux, and he was New Jersey.
New Jersey?
The state. White guy.
I was going to say I haven't heard of that tribe.
Yeah, well, they buy a trailer and move on to the res. The rest of us are looking for a way off. They move on.
Got your attention?
Yeah, somewhat. What really stuck out is when they started trying to get to know everyone. When alcoholism and unemployment are as common as they were, people tended to keep to themselves. Anyway, he was all about living the gospel in front of us. That kind of planted a seed. Then in college, I got turned off by the track tossers.
Track tossers?
Yeah, yeah. People who peer into your world from a safe distance, toss a tract and run. Compared to a guy who's willing to buy a trailer and move in, these folks came off as really lame.
So you backed away.
Yeah. See, what I really wanted was a hero, someone to believe in. Flesh and blood, not this ethereal god.
Enter Nikolai Carpathia.
Exactly. So I saw all the reports about him. I found out he needed medical people. Hopped the next plane to New York.
Finished?
There are more staples, but we can both use a break.
Yes. Well, I'm curious to know where you met another believer over here.
Didn't know there was one till I saw your mark. And you were unconscious at the time, so it's not like I could ask you about it. I had never seen the mark, just read about it.
Oh, where?
Remember when we were told that Sion Ben Judah's website was contraband?
Of course.
That was all I needed to hear. I was there. First he predicted the earthquake, then it happened. Lost my whole reservation, by the way. Zero survivors.
Wow.
You can imagine how I felt. Alone, angry, amazed that the weird guy on the net got it right. Predict an earthquake and you got my attention.
Come, come, Professor. I know Leah just took the wires out, but surely you find this exciting. Miraculous. This is the greatest story ever told.
Yes, yes, it is, but...
Oh, I know where God has provided a place of refuge for his children, but I am not going to tell you until you are ready. You must be prepared in case God calls you to be a warrior for the Lord.
You believe that I am capable of going up against Carpathia?
I believe that if God confirms in your heart that you shall be his vessel, he will empower you with supernatural abilities to fight Antichrist. Can you envision the victory, my friend? How I wish I were the one going.
How I wish that, too.
No, no. If you are God's man, in God's time you must never want out of this most sacred calling. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Christ. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Do you hear yourself? He is risen indeed. No, he is risen indeed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You could go to Jerusalem, a leader of men, a conqueror. You would expose Antichrist to the world as the evil man indwelt by Satan and rally the devout believers to repel the mark of the beast. My friend, you are learning so much. That old brain is still receptive. You are getting this. I know you are. And you are uniquely qualified.
But there are so many doubts.
If not you, who? Of course, I cannot presume to make this assignment. How I wish I was the one and could be there in person to see it. Do you realize that God has promised that it will be as in the days of old? Do you understand what that means? He will send food, delicious, nourishing, fulfilling food, manna from heaven. And do you know about your clothes?
No, Tzion. Whatever you do, do not neglect to tell me about
my clothes. I won't, and you will be amazed. If I amaze you, will you admit it?
I will admit it.
Promise me.
My word is my bond, my excitable young friend. Amaze me, and then I will say so.
Your clothes will not wear out.
What?
Are you amazed?
Maybe. Tell me more.
Oh, now you want to hear it.
I always want to hear it, Tion. I am just scared to death, unqualified, unprepared, and unworthy.
If God calls you, you shall be none of those. You shall be Moses.
So I hear you and that Albi fellow are headed to Greece.
Yeah, Ray feels he needs to stay here for morale, and I want to get a good look at the Carpathia machine.
Think you'll be able to do anything for the people who are locked up over there?
Well, we'll see. Hey, what did you want to show me?
Your new threads, dude!
New threads?
Yeah, come here, look!
I don't believe it! Where in the world did you get these?
After that horseman deal, remember?
Yeah?
Dead GC all over the place. Dad and I cruised around in the middle of the night, staying ahead of the recovery teams, you know? Now, yanking clothes off dead bodies ain't exactly first on my, gee, I got some free time, what should I do with it list, but you can't argue with the usefulness.
I guess not. Hey, did you get the IDs, too?
Yep. Just need to doctor them up so we don't go out dressed as some dude on an AWOL or MIA list. That could get kind of sticky.
Yeah, I hear that.
Cool stash, huh?
Yeah. Hey, so what do we do here? Find one that fits and put a new name patch on?
That's the plan. Here. Here, try this one.
All right.
Don't worry about the fact some guy died in it.
Thanks, Zeke. You really know how to sell a suit. Well, I can already see it's going to be short.
No, man, no problem. Look at the inside of the cuffs. They leave lots of hem in them, so they won't have to make custom duds for everybody.
So next you're going to tell me you do tailoring work too, right?
Only when nobody's looking, but yeah. I do everything, man. This is a full-service shop. I even got one of those pin cushions that clips on your wrist. And if you tell anyone, I will give you one of those trick zippers that fails at the worst possible moment.
I don't even want to know what that means. Hey, so what's the plan for the ID?
Well, we're going to use a card from a dead civilian. Here, give me your arm. You've already taken care of the facial surgery the hard way.
Ow, watch it.
I'll dye your hair, use darker contacts, and shoot a picture to go with those new papers.
So can you set me up so I rank Albi?
No can do. See the shoulders and collar on that jacket? That's your basic run-of-the-mill peacekeeper. You'd really have to change the collar around to fake a higher rank than that.
And you can't do that much tailoring.
No, man, that's big-time work. I'd have to charge you double.
Ah, Zeke, come on. What happened to the full-service shop here?
Hey, I do have some saltwater taffy. You in?
I'll pass for now, but thanks.
No problem, man. My dad loves this stuff. He could go through a whole bag.
So have you been able to find out any more about your dad?
Nah. I didn't like what I saw on TV, though. Something about starting that Mark thing with guys they've already got behind bars. They're gonna use them as lab rats.
Well, if I know your dad, he won't take the Mark.
True. Which means I'll probably never see him again.
Come on, Zeke. Anything's possible here.
Well, maybe, and I'm praying about it and everything. But I'll tell you when there's no more hope. And that's when these guys line up for the Mark. They get a choice, right?
Well, that's what I understand.
Dad won't even bat an eyelash. He's already got a Mark. He'll let him know it, too. Buck, my dad's gonna get out of jail. Dollars to donuts, it's gonna be in a box.
So it was Zeon's website that got through to you.
Yeah,
right?
I can't believe you call him by his first name. Dr. Benjuda started reminding me of Doug and Anna, the two who moved on to the res, except the rabbi was able to connect over the internet.
Well, he does have a way of conveying his concern. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Just relax. It's a harmless pair of wire cutters.
Why?
You're healing too fast. Got a staple that's ingrown. Wait, now hold still.
Oh.
You still with us?
Didn't feel a thing, just scared me.
Story of my life. Anyway, so you read Dr. Benjuda's messages on a regular basis?
I've spoken to him by phone.
You have not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't nod while I'm taking staples out of your head. And if you lie to me again, I'll twist them.
I'm not lying.
I know, and that makes me so jealous.
You know, you're going to get to meet him someday.
Better bring a mop and a bucket. You could just squeegee me off the floor and pour me down the drain.
Yeah. Me too.
But you know him already, your best buds.
Oh, just by phone.
No, just by phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we talk. He calls once in a while. How you doing, Dave? Just finished my message, Dave. Can't find my C drive, Dave.
That's it, exactly. Oh, I think that's the first I've laughed in a long time. Thanks.
No problem. Anyway, Sion promises that if we start reading the Bible, it'll be like a mirror, and we might not like what we see. Remember that?
Sure do.
Well, Sion had that site where you could call up the whole Bible in your language.
Right.
Well, I mean, not Cherokee, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading the Bible on the net in the wee hours.
I couldn't get enough, huh?
Not exactly. I did it wrong.
Well, how's that?
I just headed to page one.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Genesis, great. Exodus, okay, but then came
Leviticus.
Yeah. I didn't like what I'm seeing, all right, but mm-hmm. It wasn't exactly a mirror. Finally, I go into his site where you can ask questions. Somebody points me to John, then Romans, then Matthew. I got to that Romans Road thing, taking mm-hmm. you down the path of being born in sin, separated from God. His gift is eternal life. Yeah, I was there. Stayed up all night. Next day, wanted to tell somebody, but, well, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, the head's as good as used. The fact that you have a stripe across the top of your head doesn't look funny at all, I promise.
Great.
Now, we'd better get out of here before they send in a search party.
Just a minute.
What?
I want to thank you. I needed to hear that. Those stories never get old for me.
Thank you, David. Like I said, I've wanted to tell someone for a long time.
You not see what this mean to your family? You have great gift, Chang. You use it for global community.
I don't want to work for
them. Stop it. You not say that again, ever.
It's true.
You fill out papers, get a job. Be first to take mark.
Father, I can't. How can I make you understand?
You no cry, and you no disgrace our family. You take a job, you take a mark, and you make a father proud.
There's no way. You don't listen.
Mr. Akbar. Yes, Mr. Wong.
No.
Quiet. Question for you. New worker get a royalty mark first, yeah? Okay. How soon? Not till then? Maybe sooner, okay. Mrs. Wong and me get two? Okay. Son, Chang Wong, won't be first to get mark.
Father, no.
You not disgrace our family or global community. Be quiet.
Mr. Akbar, you do mark on boy. Mother? Father? You no do? Who? Moon. Water moon, people. Okay. Son first. Take picture, son. When? Yes, I talk to moon people. Bye-bye. Thanks. Come out here now.
You don't understand. I won't do it. I won't go to work for them. God help me. Maybe I should just tell them and get it over with.
Hello, Mr. Akbar. You want a Chang Wong? Talk to him about a GC job?
No.
You, Mr. Moon? Oh, yes, I remember. Chang work for you. You have computer, right? He best. He help you. Work for you. You talk to him. Wait. Chang, you talk to telephone.
Hello?
Chang, it's David Hasid. Just listen to me. Your sister told me what's going on, so let me try to help. It will get your father off your back if you get interviewed by a director, right?
Yes.
It'll buy us some time, okay?
Okay.
Don't say anything, but we might even find a way to get you out of here.
Before the mark?
No, don't say that, Chang. Just play along for now, understand?
Yes, David.
Call me Mr. Hasid. We can't sound like friends, and we sure don't want to sound like fellow believers, right?
That's correct, Mr. Hasid.
Atta boy. Now, let's do this right. Call my assistant and arrange for an appointment with me.
But, sir, my father...
Sir, everything will be okay.
I hope so.
Trust me, all right?
Yes, Mr. Hasid.
And the glory of the Lord would be your rear guard.
I would need a rear guard? Who would be chasing me?
Well, not Pharaoh's army, I assure you. But if it were, God would make a way for you to escape. Carpathia's hordes would pursue you.
Of course.
But if you need the Red Sea parted yet again, God would do it. For what have we learned, my little Hebrew schoolchild? Well, don't, Michaim. Tell the rabbi what you learned about the great stories, the miracles from the Torah.
That they are not just stories, not just examples or myths for our encouragement.
Excellent. But rather, what are they? What are they, my star pupil?
They are truth.
Yes, truth.
They actually happened.
Yes, Chaim. They happened because God says they happened. And if he says he will do it again, what?
He will do it again?
He will. Oh, the privilege. Deal with your fears. Deal with your doubts. Offer yourself to God in all your weakness, because in our weakness we are made strong. Moses was weak. Moses was nobody. Moses had a speech impediment. Moses, the hero of our faith, has less to offer than you do.
He was not a murderer.
Oh, but he was. You forget. Did he not kill a man? Chaim, think. I know the guilt is fresh, but you know down deep that God's grace is greater than our sin. It has to be. Otherwise, we all live in vain.
Back to my clothes, if I may. I could wear clothes from now until Jesus comes again, and they wouldn't wear out?
Chaim, if he can save you and me, this clothes thing is certainly one of his lesser miracles. Forget the extra buttons, the patches, the thread. Go there with something you like, because you will still be wearing it when this thing is all over.
Mirrors. I need mirrors. Why deprive myself of the joy others luxuriate in? They get to look at me whenever they want.
Yes, Excellency.
Is that foreman still out there?
He is, Lordship. Good. Would you like to speak with him?
No. No, just pass along a message. Better yet, step in a moment, please.
My pleasure.
Your Excellency.
Sandra, you need not kneel every time.
Pardon
you...
me, sir, but I beg of you not to deprive me of the privilege.
Of course not, if you wish, but I...
I know you don't require it, sir, but to me it is a privilege to worship you.
What a beautiful sentiment. I accept your devotion with deep satisfaction.
What may I do for you, my lord? Do me the honor of asking anything of me.
Merely that I want several full-length mirrors in the remodeled office. I will leave it to those in charge of such matters to position them, but I believe it would add a nice touch.
I couldn't agree more, sir. I shiver at the thought of multiple images of you in here.
Oh, well, I thank you. Run along now and deliver that message.
Right away, sir.
And then you may go for the day.
Oh, as you wish, sir.
I too shiver at the thought of multiple images of me, you homely old wench. But you do know how to make a man feel worshipped. Oh, are you still out there, Sandra?
Yes, sir.
Before you go, would you be so kind as to call Mr. McCollum and have him join me as soon as possible?
This is Director Hasid. I'm not in at the moment. Please leave a message.
David, it's me, Jim. I just figured I owed you a call. I just wanted to thank you for being there. Guess I, opened my mouth too soon about the whole pig thing, and it really cost Santiago... everything. So I wanted to say goodbye. And David, be careful. Carpathia, he's got ways to find out things. If you got any secrets at all, you might as well assume that he's on to you. Anyway, that's it. Goodbye, David. I gotta go.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Mark by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Wick, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.